Welcome to another episode of the BooMac Brawl. Today's theme is, we don't need to have a theme. Okay, first on the anime discussion, what we watched in club. First on last Thursday, Sayonara Zetsubou Sensei, which I thought was very good.
Humorous. It's going to go downhill after the first four episodes. Just
I know.
Watch.
I told you it goes downhill after the first four episodes.
Yeah.
I've seen both seasons.
All I watched was the first four episodes and I think the last episode.
15 minutes of the last episode with the girl who is evil as she actually looks.
I walked in, acknowledged my presence, and walked back out to talk on the phone.
Excellent. Well, any thoughts on the Sayonara Sensei?
I like the art style.
Yeah. I didn't. I thought it was gross, honestly.
You're gross.
Screw you.
What was the art style?
It kind of reminded me of Gankutsuo with like the fabric kind of thing.
But only didn't give you a seizure when you look at
it. It's kind of psychedelic.
I can't watch that. I can't watch Gankutsuo because that kills my eyes. It's worse than a seizure.
Okay, then on Monday, we watched Infinite Revius.
Revius. It was a lot better than I thought it would be.
Mm-hmm. You've never seen it?
No.
I've never seen it.
Revius is like the Lord of the Flies of anime.
It didn't seem that depressing, though.
No. Have you ever read Lord of the Flies?
No, I never did.
Well, then I can't even relate this to you. It goes like that. It's you know, they manage to hold it together, and then slowly, ever so slowly, they start to lose their minds, and then boom! Suddenly in the deep darkness of the abyss, and you want to cut your wrists.
It's actually really funny when Piggy dies in the original version.
Thank you for that, Anda.
What?
I'm sure our listeners are glad to hear the spoiler alert.
Oops.
What about the badass kids? They were my favorite characters.
They represent the choir boys in the original book.
Wait, the choir boys?
Did you ever read Lord of the Flies?
I
didn't think so.
Shut up. I
was going
to get to it. I saw the movie.
Which one? The British one, for the black and white one, or the color one?
Color.
Yeah, that one's different.
And I saw the Simpsons version.
The Simpsons had a Lord of the Flies?
Yes, they did.
Huh. When was
that?
To get struck down.
Like, doesn't follow it at all.
Well, the main difference is that they put it in a context for U.S. viewers. The old black and white one is from the British.
Obviously.
They are much more true to the book, as with many of their other things, like even the Pride and Prejudice series, for instance. But, the color version puts it in the context for U.S. because we don't understand choir boys, so they made it so all the kids are from a military school.
I thought the choir boys was funny.
Yeah. But yeah, there's a lot of comparisons between Lord of the Flies and Infinite Revised. I wouldn't be surprised at all if the creators actually read the book first.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I take it doesn't have a happy ending.
That's an interesting point. It's debatable. You get to the end and you could... Spoiler alert, by the way, so turn this down if you don't like it. At the end of the show, you kind of wonder why they're not all in prison.
Yeah, all but one, pretty much.
But you have to figure that the extra aspect they drew in of government conspiracy must have been they decided not to put them in prison because that would implicate the entire government and what they was going on.
I like how he kept the gun.
Yeah.
Yeah, now you think you'd take a bunch of... You wouldn't let a bunch of thugs have weapons, like a gun.
Actually, they had sticks with points.
But yeah, there are a lot of cool comparisons. In fact, one of the other members in club who brought it and I are discussing the prospect of doing a panel looking at the philosophical and fundamental comparisons between them for Setsugan. Which would be really cool. I think we should vote it in again.
Yeah, I want to bring that back.
Yeah, that was good.
Okay, next up. Some Japanese site is doing a service where they synthesize your voice as a character from Code Geass.
That's pretty funny. That'd be pretty
right
cool.
Now they only have Lelouchian C2 on it. I saw a thread on 4chan today that says they're not going to try it until they have Wakamoto's voice on there, and he wants to blare it on the PA system.
Charles?
Charles.
All hail Britannia! That'd be awesome.
It would.
I'd do it at GameStop, if I still work there.
They should do it for the English version of it.
Oh!
They could use that for a prank phone call system.
That reminds me, who did they get to do the Emperor in the English version?
I forget.
Was it awesome or not?
It is awesome. I think it's awesome. Yeah.
I like the Code Geass dub, except my only complaint is they didn't make Johnny Young Bosch do like a fabulously overdramatic voice for when he's Zero. That's my only real complaint.
It's pretty dramatic.
He really nails like the pompous ass character of Lelouch.
Yeah.
He does a really good job at that, but he doesn't sell me as Zero. It just sounds like his normal, like, Lelouch's regular voice, which
yeah,
really
Zero
shouldn't.
Has to be especially fabulous.
That's my only complaint with it, though. Other than that, it has, like, a rock-solid dub. I like Lloyd's voice especially.
Ever since coming into my officer position, I've felt more fabulous. I don't know.
It just doesn't work. We're going to have to go back to that Dark Alley discussion we had with Ren.
No. I didn't like where that conversation was going.
You don't have to like it.
Yeah, especially when it ended with you being raped in a dark alley.
Yeah, I still don't understand what drove that, but oh well.
What would drive her to say that?
She's really full of rage.
She's a rager.
That sounds really funny to me.
It was funny.
What kind of person wishes rape on someone in a dark alley?
Me.
Ren, obviously. Obviously, it's only women.
Well, moving on. A new Slayers TV series has been confirmed. I'm not sure if that's the Slayer TV series that's already on, or if they're making another one.
It's kind of ambiguous, I guess, except that it's kind of odd to confirm a series after you've released 8 episodes.
Or maybe I was just digging too deep for news.
Maybe.
There's really no news this week at all.
Right. There's still no Phoenix Wright anime.
Yeah, still no Phoenix Wright anime.
Maybe you should introduce our new voice.
Oh, yes we should.
We really don't have to.
We have to. Otherwise we won't know who you are and they'll assume you're someone else.
That's probably a good thing.
No. We already have an assumed name.
Oh?
Yes.
What is the assumed name?
Ande.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is Ande, everyone. Say hi to her. Hi.
Hi.
I'm not going to say hi.
Who?
The viewers.
I'm not talking to the viewers. Fuck the viewers.
Actually, it's listeners.
Yeah. Seriously.
Well, perceivers of sound.
Perceivers of sound. That's actually pretty cool. We should say that more often now. How are you this evening, perceivers of sound?
I can't wait for your radio show tomorrow.
Maybe we should call all of people on there perceivers
of sound,
too. I
really can't wait. I want to prank that station so bad.
Oh, God. That's going to be funny.
I'm going to need the number.
Oh, just listen to the radio show. You'll get
that Battletoads.
Yeah. You'll get Battletoads.
I got a request.
You'll get Battletoads.
That would be awesome if you called in and asked for Battletoads, and we'd have an interesting discussion already.
Hey, Freebird!
Hey, Freebird!
Silence!
I want to find the most asinine song that you could possibly... Like, can you play me the Communist Socialist Workers Soviet Anthem, National Anthem theme? I don't want that one. I want the original 1917 version.
I have it on my iPod.
Remix it for me, too.
Oh my God, that would be awesome. Anyway,
I want to make techno.
Moving on.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna make you shut up.
A techno remix.
Video games. For those of you who go to 7-Eleven and wish, I wish I could buy a video game here. You can now buy video games at 7-Eleven.
What kind?
They're doing midnight releases for all like the really popular ones. Like I know Lich King's gonna get. Midnight released at 7-Eleven.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
I can imagine that.
Okay.
The GameStop right here already has 50 pre-orders for the new Lich King game.
So, according to Penny Arcade, you can, in addition to buying your video game, you can also buy crack and a blowjob from a hobo.
Well, apparently, now, instead of talking to some stupid college kids who don't know what the fuck they're talking about, I can talk to some Russian to buy a game, and he doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about either.
You'll buy a video game.
Actually, Penny Arcade might be right if you look at some of the 7-Elevens in the USA.
You want blowjob? Come to storage closet, please. Perhaps some nice crack with that blowjob. We shove it up nose just for you in Soviet Russia.
I don't think you shove crack up your nose. You have to smoke crack.
You can snort crack.
What was the point then?
You snort pixie sticks too. But
we
don't
condone the use of drugs.
You want to smoke a pixie stick?
Snort it.
Why would you? Yeah, my
brother's.
It's really funny when people do it.
I've seen people do that.
My brother's friend.
Pretty funny.
Here's what he did: line of salt, line of pepper.
Oh,
snorted it all. Oh,
it's gonna hurt.
And my brother's friend was like, "Dude, you're a beast." And he ended up passing out in math class after lunch, and they couldn't get him up.
Oh, God.
Probably had a heart attack from snorting salt like that. Just straight to a bloodstream. Blood pressure must have went through the roof.
He has the wildebeest beard. So he can take it. He has a huge beard.
Well, we're getting off track. What's next?
Duke Nukem movie.
Balls of Steel. I've got balls of steel.
You know, if Duke Nukem Forever is any indication, we're not going to see this movie for like 10 years.
Blow it out your ass.
Who's making the movie?
I don't know.
You bowl.
It's going to star Nicolas Cage.
I'm Duke Nukem.
I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It can actually turn out to be a half-decent movie, but more than likely, it's going to be crap.
Wait, what if they make it CGI and just get the voice of Duke Nukem? That'd be awesome.
Also, did any of you see the preview for the Max Payne movie?
No.
They were supposed...
No.
It's like, the game was like in a noir style. The graphics weren't that good, but it had kind of like a... It was pretty cool.
I think that would work as a great movie, because the story of Max Payne is really...
Movie-like.
Yeah, it would really work.
Yeah, it's film noir, and... The second one sucked. But the first one was awesome.
The second one's alright. But, I mean, the first one really...
Really
did it for me.
Yeah.
I really liked
that
game.
And I think that was one of the first games to actually have bullet time. Where you could actually slow down
time. I think it
might
have been first.
Yeah, because I don't remember a bullet time game before that.
And they actually did it perfect.
Yeah.
All they knew was to just copy, just make it, eh.
Also, being remade for PC and DS, Math Blaster.
Oh, dear God.
They better have that game where you have to, like, shoot trash. And you get more
ammo
by...
Yes! That game.
Oh my God,
everyone
yes.
remembers that game.
I still want a remake of Logical Journey of the Zumbinis. That was an awesome game.
What about Reader Rabbit?
No, Reader Rabbit.
Sir Adalot?
Sir Adalot was a good game.
I've not played Sir Adalot.
I was too... how's the word I should say? Special in math? So, that made
Thank
me feel
you!
Good. That made me feel good when I beat Sir Adalot. Because it was right on my level in 6th grade.
That's horrible.
That is horrible.
I can't calculate my way out of a paper bag.
How did you become a teacher again?
I don't know, because I have to constantly count to make sure I'm adding the right point value up. I don't trust myself.
They make little cards for that, you know.
Yeah, I know. She has something called an easy grader. And I'm like, oh, this is great. This is great. It tells me exactly how I don't have to figure out anything.
Yeah,
just put in a bunch of, put in a number of problems, and it's right there for you.
Yeah, I liked using those things. They're pretty sweet.
That was awesome. I never saw one of those before. I didn't have to use my brain.
So why do they have math in the Praxis again?
Oh, the one that I failed 5 times in a row by 3 points.
If they have the like something like an easy grader, why do they have math there?
I don't know. They just do it to be extra difficult.
To get your money.
Okay.
Yeah, I spent a small fortune.
Let's talk about Spore. What, Doppel, you've played it. What are your initial reactions to this game?
First of all, I heard all about having created the DRM. The install was really easy. Put your CD key in, boom. I got to the second stage and I got it today, but the first stage is like a flash game, sort of. I mean, you go around and you eat stuff. That's about it. But I mean, it's the first stage yourself. What else can you do?
The second stage looked kind of the same. You're just walking around and eating stuff.
Well, I chose to be a carnivore. Yeah, but in the second stage, you're going around. I mean, since I'm a carnivore, and you're basically like an animal. So, of course, you're going to go around and beat the shit out of stuff, because that's what an animal does.
You're eating babies.
That's awesome.
That was awesome.
Well, I needed to get an experience to level up the next level.
Let's eat babies.
And how much experience does eating babies give you?
Get in my belly!
Same as a regular, like, animal.
No, you should get more for eating
babies.
You're eating destroying babies. Their future as a species.
Yeah, probably.
Have you named your creature Fat Bastard?
No.
I'm going to do that when I get Spore, if I get Spore.
Austin Powers 2 is the best one.
What kind of specs do you need to run Spore?
Let me check.
Because I want to know, maybe I can put it on my laptop.
I'm especially interested in the CPU consumption, because I think I can handle the RAM, even if I don't actually have 512.
Well, let me check. XP, Source Pack 1, 2 GHz, PAM 4, 512 megabytes for XP, gig or more for Vista.
Yeah.
4 gigabytes hard drive space, will at least additional for creations. 120 megabyte video card with Pixel Shader 2.0.
I don't know if I have that.
Your integrator should take care of something 128.
You might be pretty good.
That's not too bad. Team Fortress 2.
If you can run Team Fortress 2, you could probably run Spore.
I'll wait until I get my massive leg up.
You know, since we're discussing specs, I should probably mention this because I've been meaning to mention it every time and I never get around to it. I found a game that takes more hard drive space than anything else I've ever seen in my life.
Are you serious?
Yes.
What is it?
It's called Act of War.
Okay.
I've heard of that.
The first game, just the first game, takes up 15 gigabytes of hard drive space.
Oh my god.
How long is it?
I've never actually played it. I don't have the specs.
Okay.
I bought it for $6 though. And it came with the expansion pack. Guess how much the expansion pack is?
3 gigs?
16 gigs. That means 31 gigabytes to play this fucking game. You realize that takes up some of the older computers entirely.
That almost takes up my entire gig space I have left on my laptop.
The old laptop that I got that recently died on me had only a 500 megabyte hard drive.
We need to replace the hard drive and see if it works.
My computer's like 10 years old, so I know it couldn't handle a damn thing.
But yeah, I'm thinking of acquiring Spore. Speaking of which, I think Spore is one of the only games I've seen that was leaked so early.
Yeah, well, people...
How many days was that?
There was a lot of hype for it.
I think a week. There's a lot of negative hype towards it. You have to go in with a mindset that you're not going to expect this big Civilization 4, like, game with massive, like, you know, massive stuff to do, really. You're not going to get this big RTS game. Or this big strategy game, you know. You're going to get some more Sims-like. But if you can go into that, it's really fun because at any time, you can just modify your creature. And, you know, at any time, as long as you get the stuff, DNA to do it or experience.
My impression of the game from watching it and from reading some reviews is that it's for anyone that remembers the old Sim Life game, which, by the way, if your Lappy was still running, you would probably try to run that on your
Lappy. I'm just running on DOSBox.
I'm trying to remember if it was a DOS game. I don't think it was. Maybe not. I forget. Well, in any case, it's kind of taking the old Sim Life game and combining it with the new Sims one, because you got the whole evolution process. It's a lot slower than a lot of other games, which is interesting to me. So I might actually like it more because it is paced. But it also gives you that creativity that you can get from Sims.
Yeah.
So I'm actually interested in acquiring this game, and I'll probably pick it up sometime in the near future.
I must admit, the creature creator is amazing.
I know.
I mean, you can create, like, down to the inch how you want your creature to look like.
Yeah,
bear.
I should show you guys, like, some of those stuff that I made, because I downloaded the free creature creator demo.
Yeah.
Have you gotten Pedo Bear yet?
No.
Not yet.
Somebody made a goatsy creature.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. I want to see someone, when they get to the spaceship part of their game, I want to see someone create the Imperial Fleet. Death Star.
And
Star Destroyers.
I don't know if you can create the Death Star, per se. You probably could, but...
Something close enough.
Yeah, but I mean...
There's some people who are probably...
It's so advanced that you can probably do something like that. I wouldn't doubt it.
Who wants to terraform planets and lift species up and make them more intelligent?
That's a good thing.
Moving on.
What?
I have some happy news to mitigate this dark business we've been talking about.
Dark business.
At Hot Topic, you can buy the special edition Halo 360 for $199.
Woo.
Which
cool.
is about the same price as an arcade edition, but you get the hard drive and I think an extra controller.
I might actually go and buy an Xbox 360 now.
I've never been one for shooting games.
You don't need an Xbox 360 just for shooting games, but yeah, that's mostly what it is.
I'd only get an Xbox 360 to play Dead Rising. I just want to run over zombies with a lawnmower.
The lawnmower is not the best weapon.
Really, what's the best weapon?
The best weapon
is an elephant.
Is the giant auger.
What's that?
It's a big-ass drill. Impale an enemy with a zombie with the drill, and he sticks on the drill and spins around, and he could tear apart other zombies.
I want Capcom to port that to the PS3. Is it asking too much?
Actually, they are making a Wii version.
And it's full of suck.
A Wii version? Why would you port it to the PS3? Because I want to pick up a cash drawer and just like smack it over a zombie's head.
That is an amusing game. The best weapon in the game, not by a fun standpoint, but by a power standpoint, is the Mega Buster.
Yeah, well, you get that by doing zombie genocide.
Which is kill 50,000 zombies.
Awesome.
Yeah,
that's a lot of zombies.
And I've done that.
You've done it?
I have got Zombie Genocider.
I don't have the patience to get that.
It kills boss in like 3 shots, I don't care.
To get Zombie Genocide, to kill that amount of zombies, you have to drive in the underground parking lot for hours, just running over zombies. It's fun for the first hour, but it sure drags on for the rest.
It's like World of Warcraft.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
Don't get me started on the thing's a scourge.
I quit that horror game.
So, what was once revolutionary is now the scourge of the MMOR world.
Weasel's still addicted to it.
Well, technically, it's still the best MMO probably out there, but
that's not by much.
Well,
that's like saying
they're making a Star Wars MMO.
What's keeping it ahead is its constant updates and the fact that they're adding expansion packs. That's not making some people very happy on cost, but still, they're sticking as far ahead as they need to be.
The expansion pack is not a cost issue, more of a gear issue. Because when they made the original expansion pack, your high-end gear was worthless.
Yeah.
And when I say worthless, I mean you walk 2 seconds in Outlands and new gear. Oh, great.
There's only one way I will give World of Warcraft my soul.
What's that?
If they add a Mohawk class. Like the commercials.
Yes. My Mohawk class! I'm a Night Elf Mohawk!
I'm Mr. T, and I'm a Night Elf Mohawk.
How do you know Mr. T didn't create a Mohawk? How do you know Mr. T don't have the skills to modify Warcraft?
He would.
Yeah, he would.
He would. I would.
My Night Elf Mohawk!
My girlfriend just figured out how worthless World of Warcraft is. It made me happy.
Excellent. Personally, I prefer an MMO that's not quite like Warcraft. I mean, I play Dark Space occasionally.
I like something more skill-based instead of, like, experience-based.
Yeah.
Like, if they could make an MMO FPS...
That'd be interesting.
I've been thinking about an idea like that.
Like, we were talking about something like the World War I first-person shooter.
Yeah. I still want to see a World War I first-person shooter. I'm looking, just in case I missed it. Because, I don't know, maybe it wouldn't be as popular,
but... You
know
what would be a great hack-and-slash game?
What?
The French Revolution.
That'd be horrible.
That'd be a cool, like... I'm trying to think of what that Roman-era game was, but...
War?
No. It was where you were playing an agent in the last days of Rome. It was pretty fun. I forget what it's called. That'd be pretty cool if you were could do something like that.
That would be funny because you can incite a riot, you can kill some nobility.
Yeah.
Kind of like that game Revolution, I think it was called. Except with less problems with the camera angles.
I hate camera angle problems.
But going back to that first-person shooter MMO, I think if you can get like a big-ass like mech or something and have like 30 people fight out once, like first-person shooter style, that'd be pretty cool.
You know.
There is an online mech multiplayer game, Lost Planet.
No, I want it more like a... It'd be like a boss or something.
Yeah, but my brother, people with mechs hated him, because he hated mechs, and he'd just bring down mechs on his own without using regular guns, like rocket launchers and stuff, because he knew the blind spots, and people just hated him. And because it was Xbox Live, you get everyone bitching.
Yeah, I think that's a great place for first-person shooters to head into, like the massive multiplayer territory. More of, like, not just deathmatch and capture a flag, but have, like, a little whirl or something.
You know something? Remember when I talked a couple shows back about Blizzard advertising for jobs to start working on the next-gen MMO?
Yeah,
and I said, as a possibility, they might be looking at a StarCraft MMO? That might be an interesting place for them to phase in first-person shooting, because look at the way StarCraft set up as opposed
yeah.
to other.
Well, the only thing I'm worried about there is they have no first-person shooter experience.
That's true.
You have to realize that.
Get Valve to help with them.
Well,
who do you think they would... let's just assume for hypothetically that they decided that they might do something like that. Who do you think they might try to recruit for that?
But then again, they are owned by Activision now.
Yeah.
So they could probably recruit some people in there.
I don't even want to talk to Activision. Those bastards dropped Ghostbusters. I'm still pissed about that. That ruined my weekend.
Really?
Bryce, I think if they went to that territory, I think you get a lot of people switch from World of Warcraft to StarCraft. That's the only feasible way I can see it right now.
I'm not buying an Activision game again.
Yeah, the only reason I'm hopeful for a StarCraft MMO is because StarCraft 2 is finally coming out.
Now, they had a choice to drop any crappy title that they would do, but they dropped Ghostbusters.
Why?
After it was finished.
Yeah, I still don't understand that.
And it would have made lots of money.
They'll find a publisher.
They will.
Something like Ghostbusters.
You can only hope.
They will find a publisher.
Trust me, they will.
And the trailer amused me ever so, because they made it like the third movie. Did you ever see
that?
That's Ghostbusters video game. It's the closest you're ever going to get.
Yeah, I actually like
it. With all the actors returning for the roles, except for Rick Moranis.
Mm.
I would actually buy that if it came out. It
better not suck. That's all I have to say.
I mean, for the story alone, it just seems great.
Okay, shall we move on to the random Wikipedia article?
Sure.
Yeah.
I still haven't beaten Captain Planet.
And you probably never will.
I hope you
I'm going to beat that goddamn game.
I hope you get something awesome tonight.
We will.
I got a couple. Maybe you should use my laptop from now on.
Yeah, your laptop was the shit, actually.
Everyone I landed on was a winner.
There's always a second beat to make.
Annabella.
Annabella.
What?
What the fuck is that?
A name. It may refer to Annabella of Scotland, daughter of King James I, an actress. It's a failure.
This ambiguation sucks. What's
William
that?
Leslie Common.
William Leslie Common?
A Californian businessman, shipbuilder, and builder of one of the first large concrete ships.
Concrete ship?
Wait, what?
Yeah, look at that. What is that? The fuck is a concrete ship?
Concrete ships are ships built of steel and reinforced concrete instead of more traditional materials such as steel or wood.
Is that even possible?
That would be interesting.
Apparently it is possible. There's a picture.
That's pretty cool. What's the biggest concrete ship in the world?
Probably on the bottom of the ocean right now.
Yeah. Surviving concrete ships are no longer used as ships.
Oh.
I wonder why.
Why would you pick concrete? Because that cracks after a while.
Maybe that's why they quit.
Maybe because it's cheap.
Especially in the water.
Well, they use concrete piers. I don't know. Okay. Well, that's pretty cool. Concrete ships. Next.
ToyTownGermany.com.
ToyTownGermany.com. What is that?
Sex toys.
An English language community website for Germany.
Okay, what do they sell?
It is an information resource, a meeting point, and a communication platform for English-speaking foreigners throughout the country.
What do they talk about?
I guess, tourist stuff.
The hell is it called Toy Town for?
I don't know.
Okay, next.
They're British.
No, they're German.
They're German.
Okay, same difference.
Danish films of the 1960s.
Ooh, what's on that list? Danish films of the 1960s. Read off some cool titles. Remember the political parties from Holland?
When that
the animal rights party.
There's a lot of consonants in these words.
Shall I come up and read them for you?
Harry Og Kammergeneren.
This is when.
Okay, Harry.
Harry?
Harry, mine, Peter's, Buster, Dag.
Dag?
Dag. Let me read it.
Warren Dag.
All right, what do we got here? All right, which one do you want me to read?
Any, that one.
Don Olsen, Komar Til Bayern, Gertrude, Seton, Det Kare Leget. Todd.
Read that one.
Venesker modes oxod music opstar e hijertet.
You suck.
It's correct, though.
He can speak German. That's why he can pronounce
you
that.
You suck.
German has lots of consonants.
Yeah, okay. And TVs sound like TVs.
Let's move on to.
Wait, I still got some video game stories.
Wait, no, we have one more to do.
What?
Dramatica.
No. Oh.
Please do it.
Encyclopedia Dramatica, the cesspool of humankind. Or actually, it's just the depository for the cesspool. The cesspool is B.
I'm not supposed to talk about that.
I don't apply myself to the rules of the internet, remember? I'm no longer a B-tard. And besides, once you write down the rules, they're no longer applicable.
Okay, random page.
This should be interesting.
Transformers.
That's awesome. And not awesome at the same time.
The Transformers is a nerd fantasy where gay robots have sex with each other.
I like their articles.
Keep reading.
They are also robots that have become the victims of bad fan fiction, Mary Sue and Slash fiction over the past 24 years. The Titanic struggle was recreated in multiple cartoon series, a comic book, or a thousand, three video games, a trilogy of action-packed movies, an ornate series of tapestries, two books on tape, a gay robot convention, and an erotica collection. Anyone going to a Transformers forum or other form of media will experience the biggest collection of 40-year-old males and 15-year-old girls outside of a Chris Hansen pedo sting.
Great.
Do another one.
One more! This better not be fail.
How can it not be fail?
Shutdowned.org.
Shutdowned.org. What is shutdowned.org?
Oh, it's an anti-Encyclopedia Dramatica site. A painfully lame yet heart-rending anti-ED site. Unfortunately, the self-righteous little turd concerned doesn't even reveal his secret Wikipedia identity, although he seems to have damnably terrifying powers. If you're big enough to have a dedicated site to hating you, does that mean you've arrived already? Yeah, there's something funny here.
One more for the road?
No.
Nah, that's fine.
Oh, come on, we can't end on fail. Fine.
Don't you guys usually end on fail anyway?
She has a point.
Yeah,
she has
a point. Yeah, she has a point.
Okay, tech section.
Alright, first of all, we're going to talk about Trend Micro. They have a virus, I don't know what their virus antivirus is, but apparently they released the update where it will brick some computers. And the only way to unbrick your computer is to actually reinstall Windows.
Wait, this happened before with something else, didn't it?
Might have, but apparently it detects Windows system files as horrible and deletes them.
So it deletes System 32?
Something like that. And basically you're fucked.
So it's the 4chan virus. Hey, delete System 32 and make
it's not
the
even
virus,
it's,
faster.
It was legit update.
It's kind of like that Vista update that where they updated it, you couldn't restart your.
This is why you test things. You test things
on your own computers.
We're not Microsoft where they just give us the beta instantly.
Yeah.
And expect us to figure out what's wrong with it. Here, take this. See where it fails and tell us.
If your computer dies, it's not our fault.
Yeah, it's not our fault. You bought it. But,
yeah,
okay.
You fucktards.
They say it's our fault when we buy it. Yet we don't actually own it. We're only licensing it from Microsoft.
That's true.
So, it's like we're being just bent over the table and rammed by Bill Gates.
Comical picture. Let's go back to that dark alley.
Every time someone buys Vista, it's like they're being rammed by Bill Gates.
That is true.
So, Frank, are you going to finally go down that alley and buy Vista? Bill Gates is waiting for you.
No.
You'll have to do it eventually.
No.
He wants to rape you.
We don't have to buy Vista. It's supported until 2014.
Yeah.
We can only hope.
And then the Linux gods will deliver us from...
That's true.
Will never deliver us.
Someone will find a way to emulate DirectX.
If DirectX on Linux, it's over.
Yeah.
That's the only...
But it's never going to happen because everyone's too lazy and Linux doesn't care.
What?
Linux doesn't care about us.
Just wait.
Linux cares about you.
Linux will deliver us.
Linux cares
Linux
about
Linux is not Jesus.
Linux forsaken my wireless capabilities. It denied me.
Linux did not die on the cross for our sins.
That is the
Linux is not Jesus.
Second coming.
Second. Jesus is going to have his own OS and it'll be Linux. His own distro.
You know, that would be pretty cool. If Linux did that, did something like that, they should rename it Jesus.
Just call it like Messiah.
Linux Messiah.
Linux Messiah.
I fucking told you to buy this. You're going to hell now.
It'll have the penguin, but in robes and like with a halo.
Going like this.
Yeah.
With his flippers.
And what will be its...
And on the seventh day, the Lord said you can have internet.
But what will be...
five files at the same time.
What will be the anti-Linux?
Vista?
Or its successor?
Now, Microsoft isn't that bad. What really stands against what computers should be would be the Mac OSs.
Why?
They're proprietary. You can't upgrade them at all.
Okay.
And it's more, I say it's more evil than Microsoft.
Maybe Google will come out with an operating system, and that can be the Antichrist.
Actually, yes.
Macs. I was printing something in the Husky Union on Sunday, and some kid asked me how to use that Apple computer in there, and I'm like, I have no clue. You lost me when it has a circular mouse that you can't grab onto. I don't understand the operating system on a Mac.
It's just free BSD with the crappy interface, to quote the Internet Hate Machine.
Exactly. Alright, moving on. If 80% of IT people said if they were fired from a company, they steal data.
They steal data?
They would steal more data from the company if they got fired.
Nobody's gonna fire IT people, which means I'm in luck.
That's right, you are gonna be IT.
I think it might be IT, because I said something about computers.
Like Moss and Roy.
I'm not sure. Apparently I made a good impression on someone who knows the president of the company, and there was talk about me.
Screw non-disclosure. I'm going to tell them about your CP.
You mean the head of the company's CP?
Oh, yes.
You are going to be the head of the
If you
company
sign a non-disclosure, you're not supposed to tell, you're legally bound not to tell them even if they have it.
Yeah, with the way my luck is going, I probably would become the head of the company in a few years.
Then it'll be your CP. Chris Hansen's going to be knocking on that president's door.
I'll have him burn the... I'll have the old head of the company burn the hard drive.
You mean, like, copy it or put it in a fire?
Put it in a fire. Kill it with fire.
Burn it in a van.
There'll be some exploding vans the day I take over.
Chris Hansen will finally be defeated.
They call themselves Anonymous. They're hackers on steroids.
Alright, now to the fucktards at Nintendo.
Yay!
Alright, first of all, Reggie's saying we are still working on that storage solution for the Wii.
He said, I remember that, he said we're getting something better than a hard drive.
What's better than a hard drive?
Wait, he said something better?
A RAM?
Yeah.
I just already said, we never said it's going to be a hard drive.
We're getting a better storage solution than a hard drive.
See, what they're going to do is they're going to give you a hard drive in two parts, and they're going to charge you $39.99 for each of them, like the Wii controllers.
Now, okay.
So then you can assemble it in the one, to hook it up to the back, but it would be really bulky and not fit in with the thing.
I know this is extremely far-fetched and probably not true, but Nintendo has put some patents down on holographic storage.
Oh, yay.
I used to like Nintendo when I was, like, 6.
I still play my NES.
I used to like Nintendo before they forsaken me. Nintendo's business practices have left me in despair.
Well, wait, it gets worse.
To be you.
Nintendo is making a fucking router in Japan.
Yeah.
Yay.
Now, let me explain the fucktardness of this. It has one port for internet. You know, most wireless routers have, like, 4 ports for internet. This is one.
Yay.
And the same price as a regular router.
Oh, wonderful.
Who would buy it?
Always online Nintendo games.
It's going on in Japan, so someone will buy it.
South Koreans will pick it up.
Yeah.
The Japanese love little stuff like that that doesn't work.
Well, that's the only reason we have all our cool tech stuff is because they bought the crappy stuff first.
Yeah.
And then they found out that we weren't going to buy it.
I'm waiting for them to come out with a Gundam. I know they're building one.
They probably already have
one. A functional one.
Did you see that $300,000 tennis shooting robot?
I've seen it.
That is the most
that.
Epic thing ever. I want to buy one and then go around in Bloomsburg and
no,
shoot tennis balls.
Here's what I want to do with it. Not shoot tennis balls, shoot paintballs.
That'd be awesome.
And go on a paintball range.
That'd be funny.
That would be, actually be really cool. We should actually, I might actually, there's a friend of mine who's actually going into professional paintball. I should actually make that suggestion that somehow they incorporate mecha into their paintball games. That'd be pretty cool.
That's a Gatling gun.
Yeah, like, yeah, that homemade Gatling gun.
We'll challenge the world champion paintball team, and they'll just be sitting there waiting for an ambush. They'll just hear... Okay, moving on.
Microsoft is now hiring people to go into stores to blabber about Vista.
Can you move more than 4 files?
You know,
I'm going to go to one of these places and talk to them.
At this point, I'm done being angry at Vista. I'm now pitying them.
Yeah, they're going into like Best Buy, stores like that. They're hiring people to say how good Vista
it's
is.
It's not a crappy operating system, I swear!
I actually thought the games on Vista were pretty awesome. They were entertaining when we didn't want to listen to our teacher.
What do they have on Vista?
Yeah, what do they have?
There's like a 2-year-old game where you make cakes. I played that a lot. That was fun.
Ryan!
Battletoads cakes?
They have chess, which is really cool. You actually get to see the board flip around. Mahjong. What else did they have? They had like a funky thing of
solitaire. Spider solitaire?
I don't know what it was. I didn't play
it. You know what would make me...
I was making cakes.
You know what I want? I want them to bring back the games from Windows 95.
Yeah.
Jazz Ball.
Jewel Thief.
Ski Free was the best one, though. The little guy would eat you.
Oh, yeah.
Like the Yeti would just... Okay, moving on.
Alright, on to some MP3 player news. Zune has a new MP3 player coming out. It's 125 gigabytes for the same price as the 88 iPod Classic.
Cool.
And apparently the iPod was patented in 1979.
Wait, the iPod was patented in 1979?
Yeah, someone made
surprise.
Someone made a patent for an iPod-like device, but never picked it up. And now Apple made the iPod, and he can't do shit.
I should start patenting stuff that I have random ideas for.
But,
it's too expensive. The patent should have expired by now.
It did, but now he's with Apple, working to fight someone, to fight other companies who, like, copied iPod. So they hired him since he has the original patent to refute any claims of people stealing it.
That's going to be carried up a long way. It's going to be expensive, but that shouldn't even hold out because patents usually, by the industrial patents even, don't last more than 20 years, even with a renewal. You actually have to be doing something with it in order to get that renewal. It's been like, what now? That 79, you said? It's been almost 30.
Yeah.
It's been
almost 30 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you made the patent, and then I guess Apple hired him to go after other companies who try to copy the iPod since he has... I guess the original design for it.
The MP4 player? Oh. Like the Chinese knockoffs?
Oh. No.
MP4?
Yeah, it's just called the MP4 player.
It's like a iPod, but...
with tons of suck.
Yeah. You can't get lyrics, though.
Oh, yeah, you can...
It's like the Nintendo V.
Too bad it... The screen is extremely low resolution. You get like 5 words on a page.
Yeah.
I kind of like the Chinese, the Chintendo V.
The Chintendo V.
Yeah.
Chintendo V.
It's almost really called.
I like the Pop Station.
Which one?
I'm partial to the first one.
Yeah. Or Neo Double Games.
Okay, moving on.
Well, Wilmington, North Carolina is going to be the first state that... our first city that goes to the DTV market. Basically, they're getting rid of the analog, the rabbit ear TV. You have to buy a box now.
Oh.
And what they're doing with this, the analog thing they used to have, they're selling it now for profit.
Oh.
That's a surprise.
Apparently, they can do some cool stuff with it, but I don't really... I haven't catched up with the article.
I'm still debating about the whole digital analog thing. Personally, I think that we're... You know what we're going to end up with when we finally get rid of all the analog stations? We're going to end up with a ton of pirate people on the analog stations.
Digital
and, like,
is
neo-Nazis.
Actually really easy. It It's like, people think it's hard. It's like,
well, it's going to be expensive to switch.
Actually, no.
They make it
for
so
us. You just
expensive
need to buy like a
for
box.
Cheap crap. Mm.
You just have to buy like a $30 box or something. It's not really...
The box is like $150.
You already have the box.
No, they're cheap box out there.
Yeah.
And you get like a coupon for like...
Over. It'll look very good on my new high-def TV.
I have to ask something. What is the point of switching? Because most... I don't care what anyone says. Most of the people's televisions still can't even display digital picture.
Well, the problem is it's a money thing.
I have rabbit ears.
They're going to get loads of shitloads of money selling analog.
Yeah.
The analog spectrum, so... That's what they're doing. It's all a money thing nowadays.
Now, do you happen to know off the top of your head? I know that they were talking about what they're going to end up doing with the analog
stations.
No, I
heard they might do some. I can't remember what I heard. What it sounded pretty cool, but I forgot what it was.
We're gonna use it for the revolution.
What analog stations are there?
You realize that we could actually get away with
like
that
now? ABC, NBC,
yeah.
CBS.
Remember back in the
those are basically analog.
Someone
are, you know
like
localized.
Interrupted an actual broadcast. Mm-hmm. I forget who he was wearing someone's mask. I forget who it was, but so if the analog stations go offline, that means that it's an awesome opportunity to start pirate television stations.
Let's keep that idea under our head, Mark.
Maybe we can edit it out. No one listens to this podcast anyway.
Yes, they do.
What is our current user download?
Like, I listened to it, but only when I was volunteered for the position.
Cool.
Conscripted.
Yeah. I mean, I heard digital TV's not as good as analog. The boxes suck, but...
I don't know. My high-def TV picks up free channels, like pay-per-view channels.
Well,
I'm free randomly at random times.
I'm
like
going
the
to,
anime network every once in a while.
I'm going to miss using rabbit ears and Nintendo to steal satellite channels. Because that's what my granddad used to do. He had this big-ass antenna up. He could steal someone's entire satellite list.
Nice.
That's great.
But I guess we're not going to be able to do that anymore.
Probably not. You know.
I don't know. Maybe.
All right, let's see. Last tech story is going to be HP claims to have a 24-hour laptop battery.
Cool. You know, HP should just stick with their freaking printers.
Is it like lithium polymer?
I don't know what it is, but apparently they're trying to go for the record.
Hmm.
And 24 hours is pretty amazing, considering... You know,
I just
you know, if they could make such high yield, such awesome batteries, why not, you know, work on it for cars? You know,
we'll never
actually,
know.
There is
right.
a car in Canada that's completely battery powered, but
there is one.
They're not allowed to buy it in Canada. They have to ship the Canadian car to the U.S. So
there's
they
one
make
in like,
money off
I think
them.
California that's all electric too, but
you know, by this time, I think gasoline is out of style.
I still agree.
Gone the way
you
of...
replace gasoline with a $10,000 rechargeable battery, probably, the way how it'll work.
I think
we need... charge every 10 years, so it's like buying a new car.
Because we already have...
That's probably true. That's what people don't think of when they do it. How long is the battery life in that car? What, maximum, what, 5 years? You have to pay a $10,000 battery for
actually,
technology?
Actually, the Canadian ones, you plug in the same place you plug in your cell phone.
And plus, I've been reading some stuff about using... like a flywheel generator to kind of power cars. Because basically, a flywheel generator is storing mechanical energy as mechanical energy. It's just a disc that spins really, really fast.
Well, in Australia, they have solar cars. And in Brazil, they run cars off of synthesized fuel from sugarcane. Now, it seems to me that we should be taking advantage of the fact that we've had this bad relations with Cuba for the past 30 years and an embargo. We should probably lift that since it's the longest going embargo of all time and start buying all their excess sugarcane and developing a synthesized fuel.
And the thing that we do pick is ethanol. Like, it's corn. You realize how much corn we're going to need to power all of our cars?
Sugarcane and corn. Look at it. Brazil does it perfectly because they have that huge agricultural output.
Well,
we could... What if we, since they're the largest supplier of orange juice, maybe we could make a car that runs on orange juice?
We're going to end up conquering other countries to plant corn there.
That wouldn't surprise me at all.
Huge cornfields all over the world.
Hey, have you ever been to Indiana?
No.
Or Illinois? If you're on one of the federal highways, there's nothing but corn and windmills.
My
corn and windmills.
My uncle said he heard that if you like run into a cornfield, you could actually lose your bearings and get lost in there for a while.
Yeah, you probably could. I could see it happening.
Children of the corn.
He who walks behind the roads. You're going to be out there all night, and suddenly you're starting to hallucinate, and you're going to end up on a crucifix.
Oh.
Yeah, one of those windmills, you're going to be strung up on there.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
That's what they're there for.
Of cornfields.
But what I'm worried about is these big, you know, the government, I don't think they're really going to support that if they're not going to make shovels of money off it. Even oil companies. I think the only way the oil companies are going to adopt something would be if they're going to make as much profit as they're doing now.
Let's just say I have very radical thoughts about what should be done with the oil companies.
I agree.
And I'll leave it at that.
I think that the government should establish a government monopoly on oil. Make sure that everyone's developing non-oil consumption fuels and then save all the oil for the war machine. That's what we need to keep our oil for, because all our tanks still run on gas.
But I mean, you have
we
to
need
realize
to keep all the oil for ourselves.
The government's too fucking stupid.
We should have tanks that run on the screams of our enemies.
Think about that.
I'm not sure that would work. That only works in Doom.
That'd be kind of
wind
funny,
power.
Though.
Ah! Keep screaming! Okay, what's next?
I think that's
Hadron Collider?
Oh, yeah, we're all going to die tomorrow because the Large Hadron Collider is firing a test beam.
No, we're not going to die. The Combine's...
That's a joke.
The Combine's going to come out of it.
So
although, it is pretty
education.
Interesting how it works. It basically shoots out particles into the air and makes black holes.
They've been doing the same thing already.
No,
actually they haven't.
Well, why would you build something like that? Let's build a machine that fires black holes. What if it malfunctions and you create a black hole large enough to destroy the Earth?
The problem is, if you can contain the black hole reaction, you'll pretty much have a source of unlimited energy.
That'd be kind of kick-ass.
Now, see, this reminds me of a fiction book I once read where a guy was secretly doing the experiment. What ended up happening, he created two really small black holes and one that was slightly larger. They escaped and started circling the Earth, and if they're trying to figure out how to stop them, because if they don't do it eventually, the Earth's going to collapse on itself from the constant loss of matter. They're just randomly eating holes.
Yeah, but they're already making black holes in, like, Nevada.
They're working on it, yeah.
They fire two gold atoms at each other, and it makes a black hole that lasts for a few seconds.
Yeah, that's what they're doing, but the whole point is to create a sustained black hole. You realize how much mass they're going to have to pour into that?
That's not a good idea.
They're creating the Flaya.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
We're talking about what you would need in order to create a sustained reaction, what the original theory was back in the 70s. You're pretty much going to need enough cinder blocks or concrete to cover Pensacola, Florida. If you shove that, you'll create a black hole about the size of a pinhead. Sustained. So, if they can do this and it fires off...
I want to throw it at someone.
If they fire it off and it creates a sustained reaction, you're going to have that whole thing. But if you can't keep it still, I don't know what the hell we're going to do, because that black hole is going to eat Earth.
No.
Yeah, that's, really scary.
It's really stupid.
Now, apparently the chance of that happening is only, 100 zeros plus a 1 on the end in a decimal, but still,
We're screwed because your laptop broke, and that was the off switch for it.
But Gordon Freeman is there. I saw the picture.
Now, that would be pretty sad if your laptop ended up being the key to saving the world.
It still is.
We have to replace the frickin' AT&T hard drive.
You see, it's not broken. It's in a state of dormancy right now.
We have to go on eBay and try to find an AT&T hard drive. Not just any AT&T hard drive. We have to find a 500 megabyte one.
You'll hear a press conference. The only data that we have to stop this chain reaction was put on a Globalist 200 laptop that was last located in Pennsylvania.
And the screen LCD screen.
The LCD screen's broke.
Mr. President, we have a situation, yeah. Sir.
All right. Well, that's it for tech for me.
Okay, MISC. Stephen Colbert has graciously donated his genetic data to Project Immortality.
Yeah.
So I have hope
yay.
For humanity now.
I don't.
We'll have an entire army of Stephen Colberts. It's going to be like the clone army in Star Wars.
Now they can actually have a formidable opponent skit. Okay, what other
missions? We use an army of Stephen Colbert.
You know what I really miss? I miss Even Stevens when he did that with Steve Carell.
Yeah.
That was a good segment on there. What's the weather like up your own ass?
I like the fact that the average viewer of The Colbert Report and Daily Show is smarter than the average Fox News and other more mainstream news viewer.
Wouldn't be surprised
at
all.
That's because they give you the truth.
Yeah. We live in a country where a joke news show gives us better information than the actual news.
That
we're talking about Fox News here. We're talking about Fox News here. We don't expect truth from them.
Fox News can go blow a goat.
It's the only one that's worse than Fox is MSNBC.
I don't even watch MSNBC.
I don't know, but they had an article on the website, MSN.com, about bullying in the internet. They talked about the World of Warcraft raid on that funeral like 2.5 years after it happened. I'm like, what the hell are you trying to pass this off as news for?
Actually, I thought that was really funny.
I don't trust any news with the word Microsoft in it.
Actually, back when it started, they had like one good show. It was called Demnal. And it was about this anime computer thing. It was kind of amusing.
I want them to make season 3 of the IT Crowd.
They're making it.
It's coming.
We can only hope.
Have you seen the IT Crowd?
No, I've heard about it.
Oh, you should watch
it. It's a good show.
I don't have television.
Watch it on YouTube.
Actually, it's British show. It's basically free for pirating.
Cool. Yeah. Everything's free for pirating. What are you talking about?
Yeah, they have this goth guy who works with them, and they just stuck him in the room with the servers.
That's
and they just make him watch the lights blink.
supposed to let him out because the CEO's creeped out by him.
Technically, since this is British and not available in America, I think this is more legit for pirating than, American
shows. The reason why he's also in there is besides being creeped out. He used to be the VP of the company. He went to the CEO's mother's funeral, or his father's funeral, and he recommended the mother to listen to Coffin Fodder, because it's a good song. Cradle of Filth. And he went dressed as a goth.
I'm terribly sorry for the loss. Here, this is Cradle of Filth. It got me through some bleak times. Try track floor. It's called Coffin Fodder. It sounds quite horrible, but it's actually quite beautiful.
Coffin Fodder is an awesome song. It's kind of like Castlevania music.
It is.
Castlevania.
Yeah, well.
What is a man? A miserable little pile of secrets.
Tribute?
You steal men's souls
and make them your slaves.
Perhaps the same could be said of all religions.
Mankind ill needs a savior such as you.
What's with that horrible dialogue? Is that from Symphony of the Night?
Yes, it is.
I actually found out where that quote originated from. It was from some French philosopher. What is a man? A miserable little pile of secrets. But enough of this. How about you?
I like how he throws the wine glass. He always throws the wine glass. In an aria of sorrow, when you become Dracula, and the latest Belmont comes to face you, he throws the wine glass. It's kind of like a thing.
That reminds me, did you hear about the Castlevania movie?
I have heard about it.
Yeah, I've heard about it too. And the one guy says there's going to be whips in there. And I think it was director.
No, they're giving him a sword instead of a whip.
What?
What?
Are you sure?
Yes, that's why people were so ticked off about it.
He has to have
I saw on Attack of the Show that he said he had a whip.
No, they're giving him a sword, apparently.
A sword?
Yeah.
That's not Castlevania.
A sword is balls.
I think we should make our own version of Castlevania. Like a fan film.
Go around whipping people and calling them vampires?
Yes.
That sounds like fun, actually.
I could play Dracula.
Okay.
I just want to whip people.
I would do
people.
That. It would be awesome.
I'll be Richter Belmont.
Excellent.
And I'll whip you, because you're Dracula.
Oh, what? I know. No. I get cool dialogue. That's all I care about.
Richter gets the dialogue, too.
So, Michael Dallas better. I get to throw a freaking wine glass.
Oh, I get to throw holy water.
I just want to cause pain.
That can work.
Yeah.
All right. Fuck you, Vol.
Okay.
I got a strange story about Soviet Russia.
In Soviet Russia?
They're trying to ban South Park.
What?
In Soviet Russia?
Yes. I guess some people were complaining in Russia about South Park and they're trying to ban it.
Wait, which episode is in
Is it the one where they made fun of the Soviet ballerina team? Or
I don't know which episode, but they're trying to ban South Park.
Isn't
in Russia.
Like, that's almost as bad as when they banned the Jehovah's Witnesses in Moscow.
I just think they should just... Who are they kidding anymore? Just bring back the communist flag.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be more entertaining. I want to go to war with them just so it's more interesting. I would love to have a Soviet invasion of America.
Red Dawn.
Yes, exactly.
Wolverines!
That would be awesome. We could actually have something to do.
Okay, first... Wait, we shouldn't be talking about our battle plan.
We didn't specify what we were planning.
I've been planning this years.
What, a Soviet invasion?
No.
Because you're admitting to being a spy?
No. Defending against an invasion. Soviet or otherwise. Yes.
That guy is ready for a Soviet invasion.
I love that movie. Tremors 3 was good,
too. I didn't think I'd be shooting at something beneath the ground.
I like Tremors 3 with the ass blasters.
Did you ever see the sci-fi TV show Tremors?
Part of it. It got... some episodes were good, but it got really boring.
So they canceled it.
Yeah.
Made me sad. I liked Tremors. They were awful movies, but they were good awful movies.
My dad showed me a lot of awful movies. He got me into Evil Dead, Tremors, a lot of them.
The only Evil Dead movie I liked was the third one.
Wait, the Puppet Master series.
The what?
Puppet Master?
I vaguely remember that.
This guy made a bunch of puppets using ancient Egyptian practices, alchemy, and they all have souls bound to them, and they're all crazy and kill people. Like, one of them's a skeleton guy with a hook and a knife for a hand, and there's six shooter. He has six arms and he has revolvers.
Awesome.
I can't believe you guys never saw Puppet Master.
I think I've seen it before. It sounds familiar.
Yeah.
It sounds familiar, but I don't think I've seen it.
And there's the guy Pinhead. He has a little head and he has big hands that he chokes people with.
I must have seen it on one of those AMC October Fright Fests.
Yeah.
Because they always run those horror movies.
And Wishmaster.
Which one was that?
The evil genie.
Oh.
That when he grants wishes.
I always liked the Leprechauns movies. They were funny as hell.
Wait, the Leprechauns movies? I'm trying to think.
Leprechaun. With the evil Leprechaun.
I think I've seen that.
What an awful movie.
I'm the Leprechaun! Okay, any more?
I think we should definitely watch Postal 2.
You mean the Postal movie?
Yes.
Yes, we should.
If I could find it, I think...
By the way, Andy, I am so going to make you watch AMV Hill Zero.
No!
It's not right to force that on someone.
She looked through six pages of B without flinching. She can handle AMV Hill Zero.
I still can't handle
what's that
AMV
one?
Hill Zero.
AMV Hill Zero?
Weasel said, come here, watch this. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, no, stop.
I'll tell you about it some other time. I'll probably make you watch it with Sloss.
No, you can't make someone watch it.
You can sit them down, and if they
Weasel
don't want
Weasel made
it,
me watch
won't.
It. I didn't really have a choice.
Wait, how did I get you on B?
I don't remember.
I just told you about it, you stopped, and then all of a sudden a week later you're like, oh, did you see what's on B? I love reading the comments.
Needs more poop.
Pooper.
I, blocked B from my memory.
Good, it's better that way.
I haven't been there in a very long time.
I don't know how to get there, and I don't want to find out.
You don't
want to
find out, you stay away from that
you're
forum.
Good.
Yeah.
I
quit B.
I like going to A.
A
and M are good for us.
I like going to A... and the weapons board. I think it's K.
It's K.
I think my old dorm roommate was a secret K commando. He had this thing with weapons. He liked first-person shooters, and he liked weapons, and he would always be on his computer looking at guns, and he'd be this close away from the screen. I really wanted to go up and smack his head into the screen.
He'd probably shoot
you.
I was
really tempted. Oh, no, he's a card-carrying member of the NRA, and he wants to... This is what he says. If he has kids, he wants to take them out when they're 5 years old, like his dad with him to shoot guns. And I'm like, yeah, I can see this right now. Daddy, look at this. As they turn and they shoot him.
My dad gave me the gun talk. He just said, hey, here's a gun. And he just taught me how to use it.
I'm not allowed to touch weapons in my family. My mom's anti-gun.
I really had no idea what exactly they did until they actually had me pull the trigger and I was knocked back on my ass.
What were you shooting?
I don't know. It was a rifle.
Apparently, all the Japanese people like to come over here to fire guns off. That's what Dr. Long said.
Yeah, it's probably true. They can't own guns over there.
He can't own guns over there, so they all come over to the firing ranges just to fire guns.
Okay, anything else?
For miscellaneous.
Okay.
The Russians apparently have agreed to pull out of Georgia proper.
Oh, that's good.
No, they don't want to leave. They want to seize the warm water port. Seize the warm... That's been their, like...
Black Sea. That's there been their, no like, 1,000...
That's been their, like, their 1,000-year strategy. They must seize a warm water port somewhere. And that's when the world will end, is when they seize a warm water port.
Now, they had port... actually controlled
they had Port Arthur, but then the Japanese took it from them.
I remember.
And they had to give it up in the treaty, and the Japanese took it from them. And I laughed my ass off because they actually had one.
Yeah,
I think they have a tiny little access to it. They used to have access to the Suez Canal through the... it was one of the canals from one of the Black Seas or something like that. But they had the permission of the Ottoman Empire.
Oh, yeah. They're not allowed to put aircraft carriers through there. So instead they called their aircraft carriers aircraft cruisers. And they were allowed through.
See, they're never allowed to have a warm water port, ever. It's like a unwritten like diplomatic rule. Russia can never have a warm water port. They have to freeze to death.
Because
there's nothing in Russia.
The Russians don't freeze to death. They thrive in the cold.
That's why Hitler lost.
Like, hey, what are you guys, freezing to death?
And that's why...
I'm sweating here.
And that's why if we ever fought the Soviet Union, we would have to find out some way to beat them without going into Russia.
Yeah, we get people like me who like the cold. Yeah, we like the cold too. What are you going to do? Defend me with your...
Good luck crossing the Urals, Frank. I don't care how much you like the cold.
It's fucking cold there.
I'll go into Russia myself.
I would never go to Russia, even for a visit.
I'll go into Russia myself.
Too cold to go to Russia.
You realize now that we'll have to figure out some way to kidnap him and take him to Russia?
I don't want to go to Russia.
And
that's
while
a
in Russia,
bleak and depressing place.
And while in Russia, we're going to make him make Battletoads cakes for the Kremlin.
For the Kremlin?
I would like to visit the Kremlin. That would be awesome to visit.
Mm-hmm. You have to go to Russia to visit the Kremlin.
Yeah, I know. That's about the only place I'd want to go to Russia because there's nothing there and it's depressing. I don't want to go there and look at a bunch of poverty-stricken people.
I want to go to Finland. They make awesome cell phones.
Okay.
And plus, they have, like, the world's greatest sniper there. They have his rifle. I know he kicked a bunch of Soviet guys' asses. And I forgot the exact numbers, but someone asked him, like, hey, how'd you get so good with the rifle? He just said, I practiced.
I want to go to Germany and see the Red Baron's plane. I would like to fly the Red Baron's plane. That would be awesome.
We could steal it. You wanna?
You could use it to invade the Soviets. See how far you get.
You mean all the way?
With the World War I fighting ace plane. That probably hasn't been used in like over 100 years.
I'll get all the way. I guarantee that one. That much.
I'll land on top of the Kremlin.
You're gonna land right on top of the Kremlin and claim it.
That's not our capital.
Buy a Micronesian island first, and then you can name it Fredland. The Kremlin is now property of Fredland. And see how long it takes for the Soviet army to come to your island and take it over. You can give them a warm water port.
You know what? The Soviet army wouldn't know what they're getting into trying to invade Fredland.
That reminds me of another interesting story. You know how there have been some, Micronation projects. One Micronation project actually went out into the Pacific and dredged a new island. You know what happened? When they were finally getting around to starting their own government, the nation of Tonga invaded their island and took it over. Tonga! I didn't even know Tonga had a military, but apparently they did.
Are there any micronations now? We could probably put together an invasion force.
There are a bunch of uninhabited islands. And did you know that under U.S. law we can claim an island as long as it has bird shit in it?
Oh.
What?
U.S. federal code says that we can claim any uninhabited island as long as it has bird shit on it.
What?
Okay.
Again, what?
Buy a canary or something.
Yeah.
Like a bird. I'll take it with. This is my pet parrot.
Hurry up and shit so I can claim the island.
It's mine. It's Fredland.
Maybe we should do that. That'd be pretty cool. But yeah, I don't know.
Fredland, where you're going to get raped in dark alleyways.
No,
it would be in a dark coconut tree.
There'd be like the Yeti there or something.
Not on a Micronesian island.
He'll find a way.
You have cannibals on your island for some apparent reason.
Captain America.
I'll become God. Wait, Captain America?
Captain America.
Name it the That's island. Where he the Holy Empire to. Of Britannia and start just claiming and naming your island 1, your island 2.
Here's island 11. That's where I'm going to put all my people that I don't like.
Eventually they'll come and overthrow me.
And you have a Knight of Zero.
I dubbed this crab the Knight of Zero.
Watch, I'll end up, like, accidentally taking over the whole world.
I'd be kind of afraid. Make me Minister of Education.
Okay. Minister of Education.
You know, we could still start that Micronation project here on campus if we want.
Minister of Propaganda.
You realize what you're giving me, right? Oh, yeah, I'll propagandize shit. We're going to have Battletoads cakes. We're going to make people buy... We're going to have a Battletoads day where everyone has to eat Battletoads cakes. I think
the Minister of Janitorial Service would more suit him.
Yeah.
I don't do cleanup. I just... I could be like that guy in Code Badge with the camera.
Okay,
I think it's time to move on.
You want
to
do your corner now?
Sure. Welcome to Mark's Corner.
Wait. First of all, I just... we want to talk about the radio show before or after the corner?
Before.
Sure, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Alright. Tomorrow, 11 to 1, we have a radio show.
Tomorrow, we're not going to get this up today. So.
Well.
Wednesday,
the 10th of September.
Or every Wednesday from 11 to 1, 1 p.m.
Unless
Eastern Time.
Unless we get canceled by the FCC.
That's a possibility.
It's 91.1 WBUQ. We're also online. Check it. You can stream it.
Party van.
So if you do want to listen and you're in somewhere other than. Where we are, you can stream it live.
Seriously, if you guys don't come up with a better title, I'm calling it Party Van on the Air.
Yeah,
we'll come up with some.
It's called the 7-second delay.
We can call it the Epicenter.
That's I'll really consider that one.
Yeah.
The Epicenter.
The Epicenter. That is good. I like that has a good ring to it.
Yeah,
we'll see.
11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Time, come check us out. If you know, we can stream online to review a few, just Google it.
Yeah, that was actually a
I'm recommending you get it. I recommend you get soundboards.
Oh, we will.
Do you realize what we could do with that?
Oh, we will.
Make a Metalocalypse.
We could pretend to have a call in and it just have it be Olmec.
Olmec?
The Shrine of the Silver Monkey.
Would you like to enter the Shrine of the Silver Monkey?
I don't think Olmec.
Ask for an advice column, just have random Olmec clips.
Okay.
Now it's time for
the corner.
Welcome to Mark's Corner. Andy, what do you want to talk about today? I don't have anything lined up. Do you like Yowie at all? Well, let's talk about Yowie for the next 2 minutes. What's your favorite
30
Yowie?
30 seconds.
I get 2 minutes on my corner.
Why do you get 30 seconds? You got a minute.
I can waste 30 seconds.
Go ahead.
I don't know how right now. I'd have to think.
What's your favorite boy manga?
Well, being the only one I've ever actually, I don't think I've ever read any...
So Gravy is your extent.
Yeah, Gravy.
Gravy's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Oh, as far as Zenkai Con goes, which is the next upcoming panel, we do have a confirmed panel for the Epicenter of All Things Sinister.
Oh,
Frank's
yeah.
Frank's going to love that. I believe right now Frank's going to sign up for the judge in at least one of the cases. I'm going to be a counsel in at least one case. I don't know if I might be a judge on the other one. We're probably going to have two cases unless we have a problem with time.
Okay.
Because we have an hour lined up. So I think we can...
So the first case, is that going to be 4chan versus
No,
MySpace?
That's definitely going to be the second one.
Okay.
We need something to lead up to it.
Okay.
And I was thinking, like...
Something more anime-ish.
Like yeah. Lilycon versus Tentacle Rape.
No.
That's more anime.
Something...
What would you suggest?
What's more evil, Code Geass or Death Note? Naruto or Bleach? Naruto or One Piece?
No.
Is a good one.
Wait. Naruto would be a good one, but think of something else.
Naruto.
One Piece.
Dragon Ball Z.
That could work, too.
Dragon Ball Z is older, so it would stick more out in people's mind, and Naruto is the new DBZ. So I think that would work.
Yeah, it would work.
Yeah, that is good.
Who would argue it, though? Ryan, are you coming to Zenkai?
I can't leave this place. I have to student teach. I'm unfortunately shackled to this town.
This forsaken...
I have been shackled to this town since birth.
I've broken free from Shenandoah.
But I can't break free from this because I have to do lesson plan, and that takes forever.
Yeah, but the other thing I have to mention about ZenkaiCon is that I also put in another application for a panel. I still haven't heard back from it because they've already did the preliminary check, and so the second check I'm hoping to get a response. It's my wonderful panel entitled Hentai. It's for you, it's for me. If you are at ZenkaiCon, stop it.
Are you going to get the Hentai Man to help you out?
I don't know if he's going.
Oh.
Okay, I think 2 minutes are up now.
Yeah, that's
okay.
But that was a fun corner. Thanks for stopping me.
Thank you, and good luck.
I are popcorn.